Accounts payable. Tracking and managing our outstanding bills is crucial for our financial stability. Assets. The company's assets include both tangible properties, such as buildings and machinery, and intangible assets like patents and trademarks. Liabilities. Understanding the company's liabilities is crucial for assessing its financial health and obligations. Equity. Shareholders' equity represents the residual interest in the assets of the company after deducting liabilities. Financial statements. The quarterly financial statements provide a comprehensive overview of the company's performance and financial position. Cash flow. Effective cash flow management is vital for sustaining day-to-day operations and strategic investments. Balance sheet. The balance sheet illustrates the company's financial position by showing its assets, liabilities, and equity. Income statement. The income statement reveals the company's profitability over a specific period, detailing revenue, expenses, and net income. Net income. After deducting all expenses, the net income reflects the company's profit for a given period. Earnings per share, EPS. Investors often consider EPS as a key metric for evaluating a company's profitability on a per-share basis. Return on investment, ROI. Calculating the ROI helps assess the efficiency of an investment and its contribution to overall profitability. Risk management. The risk management team is responsible for identifying, analyzing, and mitigating potential risks that could impact the business. Credit risk. Evaluating credit risk is essential for financial institutions to determine the likelihood of borrowers defaulting on loans. Market risk. Market risk encompasses the potential losses due to changes in market conditions, such as interest rates or currency fluctuations. Liquidity risk. Maintaining adequate liquidity is crucial to mitigate liquidity risk and ensure the ability to meet short-term financial obligations. Operational risk. Operational risk involves the potential losses from inadequate internal processes, systems, or external events. Compliance. Ensuring compliance with laws and regulations is a fundamental aspect of corporate governance. Fraud detection. Implementing robust systems for fraud detection is crucial in safeguarding the company's assets and reputation. Due diligence. Thorough due diligence is conducted before entering into mergers, acquisitions, or other significant business transactions. Financial modeling. Financial modeling involves creating mathematical representations of financial situations to support decision-making. Audit trail. An audit trail provides a chronological record of transactions, facilitating accountability and transparency. Internal controls. Establishing strong internal controls is essential to prevent fraud and ensure accurate financial reporting. Anti-money laundering, AML. AML policies are in place to detect and prevent activities that could facilitate money laundering. Know your customer, KYC. KYC procedures help verify the identity of customers to prevent fraud and comply with regulations. Derivatives. Derivatives, such as options and futures, are financial instruments whose value is derived from an underlying asset. Hedging. Companies use hedging strategies to mitigate the impact of potential adverse movements in financial markets. Interest rate. Changes in interest rates can significantly affect borrowing costs and investment returns. Foreign exchange, Forex. Companies engaged in international trade must navigate Forex markets to manage currency risk. Credit rating. A company's credit rating influences its ability to secure favorable financing terms. Collateral. Collateral is pledged assets that secure a loan and provide a source of repayment for the lender. Debt-to-equity ratio. The debt-to-equity ratio indicates the proportion of debt used to finance a company's assets relative to its equity. Collateralized debt obligation, CDO. CDOs are complex financial instruments that pull together various debt assets. Securitization. Securitization involves transforming illiquid assets into tradable securities, often seen in mortgage-backed securities. Credit default swap, CDs. CDs provides insurance against the default of a borrower, serving as a risk mitigation tool. Maturity date. The maturity date is the point at which a financial instrument, such as a bond, becomes due for repayment. Leverage. Strategic use of leverage can amplify returns, but it also increases the level of risk. Underwriting. Underwriting involves assessing and assuming the risk of another party in exchange for a fee, common in insurance and securities. Prime rate. The prime rate serves as a benchmark for interest rates and influences borrowing costs for many loans. Subprime. Subprime refers to borrowers with a higher credit risk, often associated with higher interest rates. Treasury bonds. Investors often turn to treasury bonds as a safe haven investment due to their low risk. Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve plays a crucial role in monetary policy and economic stability in the United States. Monetary policy. Central banks use monetary policy to influence the money supply and achieve economic goals. Fiscal policy. Fiscal policy involves government decisions on taxation and spending to influence the economy. Quantitative easing. Quantitative easing is a monetary policy tool used by central banks to stimulate the economy. Basel III. Basel III is an international regulatory framework designed to strengthen bank capital requirements. Capital adequacy ratio, CAR. CAR measures a bank's capital against its risk-weighted assets, ensuring financial stability. Systemic risk. Systemic risk refers to the risk that a failure in one part of the financial system could lead to a broader collapse. Market liquidity. Market liquidity is the ease with which an asset can be bought or sold in the market without affecting its price. Non-performing loan, NPL. Non-performing loans are loans where the borrower has failed to make scheduled payments. Interest rate risk. Interest rate risk is the potential for changes in interest rates to impact the value of financial instruments. Solvency. Solvency is the ability of a company to meet its long-term financial obligations. Depository institution. A depository institution, like a bank, accepts and manages deposits from individuals and businesses. Commercial bank. Commercial banks provide a range of financial services to individuals and businesses. Central bank. The central bank plays a key role in regulating and overseeing the banking system and monetary policy. Merchant bank. Merchant banks specialize in providing financial services to businesses, including investment banking. Retail banking. Retail banking focuses on providing financial services directly to consumers. Investment banking. Investment banks facilitate capital raising, mergers, acquisitions, and other financial transactions for businesses. Private banking. Private banking offers personalized financial services and investment advice to high net worth individuals. Offshore banking. Some businesses utilize offshore banking for tax advantages and asset protection. Shadow banking. Shadow banking refers to financial activities outside the traditional banking system, often involving non-bank entities. SWIFT code. The SWIFT code is essential for international money transfers, providing a unique identifier for a bank. Clearing house. Clearing houses play a critical role in ensuring the smooth settlement of financial transactions in various markets. Nostro and Vostro accounts. Nostro and Vostro accounts facilitate international trade by holding funds on behalf of foreign banks. Trade finance. Trade finance involves financial instruments and products that facilitate international trade transactions. Custodian. A custodian is responsible for safeguarding and managing financial assets on behalf of clients. Prime brokerage. Prime brokerage services are tailored for hedge funds and institutional clients, providing a range of financial services. Financial derivative. Financial derivatives, such as options and futures, derive their value from underlying assets. Convertible bond. A convertible bond allows the bondholder to convert it into a specified number of shares of common stock. Lien. A lien is a legal right or interest that a lender has in a borrower's property until a debt is repaid. Secured loan. Secured loans are backed by collateral, reducing the lender's risk and often resulting in lower interest rates. Unsecured loan. Unsecured loans, not backed by collateral, typically have higher interest rates to compensate for the increased risk. Prime lending rate. The prime lending rate serves as a benchmark for interest rates offered to a bank's most credit-worthy customers. Adjustable rate mortgage, ARM. An ARM has an interest rate that may change periodically based on changes in a corresponding financial index. User. Fixed rate mortgage. A fixed rate mortgage maintains the same interest rate throughout the entire loan term. Fintech. Fintech companies leverage technology to deliver innovative financial services, such as online banking and digital payments. Crowdfunding. Crowdfunding platforms allow businesses and individuals to raise funds from a large number of people. Regulatory compliance. Regulatory compliance ensures that businesses adhere to laws and regulations governing their industry. Sarbanes-Oxley Act. The Sarbanes-Oxley Act enhances corporate governance and financial transparency, particularly for publicly traded companies. Fair value accounting. Fair value accounting involves measuring and reporting the fair value of financial instruments. Amortization. Amortization is the gradual reduction of a debt over a specific period, often through regular payments. Debenture. A debenture is a type of bond not backed by specific assets, relying on the issuer's creditworthiness. Hedge fund. Hedge funds pool capital from accredited investors to employ various strategies for returns. Venture capital. Venture capital provides funding to startup companies in exchange for equity. Private equity. Private equity involves investing in non-publicly traded companies with the aim of achieving high returns. Rate of return. The rate of return measures the profitability of an investment over a specified period. Structured finance. Structured finance involves creating complex financial instruments to meet specific needs. Stress testing. Stress testing assesses the resilience of financial institutions to adverse economic conditions. Algorithmic trading. Algorithmic trading uses computer algorithms to execute trades based on predefined criteria. Nominal value. Nominal value is the face value of a financial instrument, often different from its market value. Underlying asset. The underlying asset is the financial instrument on which a derivative's value is based. Quantitative analysis. Quantitative analysis involves using mathematical models and statistical techniques for financial analysis. Qualitative analysis. Qualitative analysis considers non-numeric factors, such as management quality, in financial evaluation. Forward contract. A forward contract is a customized agreement to buy or sell an asset at a future date at an agreed-upon price. Spot market. The spot market involves the immediate purchase or sale of financial instruments for cash. ChatGPT. Fixed-rate mortgage. A fixed-rate mortgage maintains the same interest rate throughout the entire loan term. Fintech. Fintech companies leverage technology to deliver innovative financial services, such as online banking and digital payments. Crowdfunding. Crowdfunding platforms allow businesses and individuals to raise funds from a large number of people. Regulatory compliance. Regulatory compliance ensures that businesses adhere to laws and regulations governing their industry. Sarbanes-Oxley Act. The Sarbanes-Oxley Act enhances corporate governance and financial transparency, particularly for publicly traded companies. Fair value accounting. Fair value accounting involves measuring and reporting the fair value of financial instruments. Amortization. Amortization is the gradual reduction of a debt over a specific period, often through regular payments. Debenture. A debenture is a type of bond not backed by specific assets, relying on the issuer's creditworthiness. Hedge fund. Hedge funds pool capital from accredited investors to employ various strategies for returns. Venture capital. Venture capital provides funding to startup companies in exchange for equity. Private equity. Private equity involves investing in non-publicly traded companies with the aim of achieving high returns. Rate of return. The rate of return measures the profitability of an investment over a specified period. Structured finance. Structured finance involves creating complex financial instruments to meet specific needs. Stress testing. Stress testing assesses the resilience of financial institutions to adverse economic conditions. Algorithmic trading. Algorithmic trading uses computer algorithms to execute trades based on predefined criteria. Nominal value. Nominal value is the face value of a financial instrument, often different from its market value. Underlying asset. The underlying asset is the financial instrument on which a derivative's value is based. Quantitative analysis. Quantitative analysis involves using mathematical models and statistical techniques for financial analysis. Qualitative analysis. Qualitative analysis considers non-numeric factors, such as management quality, in financial evaluation. Forward contract. A forward contract is a customized agreement to buy or sell an asset at a future date at an agreed-upon price. Spot market. The spot market involves the immediate purchase or sale of financial instruments for cash. Counterparty risk. Counterparty risk is the risk that the other party in a financial transaction may default. Bank run. A bank run occurs when a large number of customers withdraw their deposits due to concerns about the bank's solvency. Cross-selling. Cross-selling involves offering additional products or services to existing customers. Merchant services. Merchant services provide businesses with the ability to accept payments through various channels. Nominee account. A nominee account is held by a financial institution on behalf of an investor, providing anonymity. Nominal interest rate. The nominal interest rate is the stated rate on a financial instrument before adjusting for inflation. Margin call. A margin call requires an investor to deposit additional funds to cover potential losses in a leveraged investment. Convertible preferred stock. Convertible preferred stock can be converted into a predetermined number of common shares. Repos, repurchase agreements. Repos involve selling securities with an agreement to repurchase them at a later date. Net asset value, NAV. NAV is the total value of a fund's assets minus its liabilities, representing its per share market value. Covenant. Covenants are conditions in loan agreements designed to protect the lender's interests. Credit spread. Credit spread is the difference in yield between different types of fixed income securities. Debt service ratio. Debt service ratio measures an entity's ability to meet its debt obligations. Fiduciary. A fiduciary is a person or institution responsible for managing assets on behalf of another party. Bearer instrument. A bearer instrument is a financial instrument that grants ownership rights to whoever holds it. Cost of funds. The cost of funds is the interest rate paid by financial institutions to acquire capital. Ghost assets. Ghost assets refer to items recorded on a company's balance sheet that no longer exist. Grey market. The grey market involves the trading of goods through unauthorized channels. Insolvency. Insolvency occurs when a company cannot meet its financial obligations, often leading to bankruptcy. Margin trading. Margin trading allows investors to borrow funds to increase their purchasing power in the market. Loan-to-value ratio, LTV. LTV ratio measures the percentage of a property's value financed by a mortgage. Perpetual bond. A perpetual bond has no maturity date, providing interest payments indefinitely. Public offering. A public offering is the sale of securities to the general public through a stock exchange. Sovereign debt. Sovereign debt refers to the debt issued by a government to raise capital. Toxic asset. A toxic asset has a market value significantly below its face value, often associated with financial crises. Unwind. Unwinding a position involves closing out or liquidating an investment. Working capital. Working capital is the difference between a company's current assets and current liabilities. Zero coupon bond. A zero coupon bond pays no interest but is sold at a discount, with the full face value returned at maturity. Bridge loan. A bridge loan provides short-term financing to bridge the gap until longer-term financing is secured. Contingent liability. A contingent liability is a potential obligation that depends on the outcome of future events. Inflation hedge. Investments like gold and real estate are often considered inflation hedges. Credit bureau. Credit bureaus collect and maintain credit information on individuals and businesses. Letter of credit, LCs. A letter of credit is a financial instrument used in international trade to guarantee payment. Solvency ratio. Solvency ratio measures a company's ability to meet its long-term debt obligations. Liquidity ratios. Liquidity ratios assess a company's ability to meet short-term obligations. Mezzanine financing. Mezzanine financing combines debt and equity, often used in funding expansion or acquisitions. Prime broker. Prime brokers provide a range of services, including securities lending and financing, to hedge funds and institutional clients. Soft loan. A soft loan has more favorable terms, such as lower interest rates, than market loans. Ponzi scheme. A Ponzi scheme involves using funds from new investors to pay returns to earlier investors. Quantitative tightening. QUT. QUT is the opposite of quantitative easing, involving a reduction in the money supply. Retail investor. Retail investors are individual investors who buy and sell securities for personal portfolios. Stakeholder. Stakeholders are individuals or groups with an interest in the success of a company. Merchant acquirer. A merchant acquirer facilitates electronic transactions for businesses, handling card payments. Prime of Prime, POPs. Prime of Prime services cater to smaller financial institutions, providing access to the interbank market. Accrual accounting. Accrual accounting records revenues and expenses when they are earned or incurred, not when the cash is exchanged. Benchmark. A benchmark, such as a market index, is used to assess the performance of an investment portfolio. Ghost stock. Ghost stock refers to shares that have no actual ownership but may impact stock prices due to speculation. Hard loan. A hard loan typically involves strict terms and conditions, often with higher interest rates and collateral requirements. Loss given default, LGD. LGD is a measure of the potential loss a lender may face if a borrower defaults on a loan. Risk appetite. Risk appetite reflects an organization's willingness to take on risk to achieve its objectives. Securities exchange. A securities exchange is a platform where financial instruments such as stocks and bonds are bought and sold. Shadow rating. Shadow ratings are alternative credit ratings provided by organizations other than traditional credit rating agencies. Systemically important financial institution, SIFI. SIFIs are financial institutions whose failure could pose a significant risk to the entire financial system. Wholesale banking. Wholesale banking involves providing services to large institutional clients such as corporations and government agencies. Yield curve. The yield curve graphically represents the relationship between interest rates and the maturity of financial instruments. Capital markets. Capital markets are where financial instruments like stocks and bonds are bought and sold. Deposit insurance. Deposit insurance protects depositors by guaranteeing a certain amount of their deposits in case of a bank failure. Nominal rate. The nominal rate is the stated interest rate on a financial instrument before adjusting for inflation. Off-balance sheet. Off-balance sheet items are assets or liabilities not directly recorded on a company's balance sheet. PIP. Percentage in point. A PIP is a unit of measurement for changes in the value between two currencies in the foreign exchange market. Proprietary trading. Proprietary trading involves a financial institution trading financial instruments for its own profit. Quantitative analyst. A quantitative analyst uses mathematical models and statistical techniques to analyze financial data. Recourse loan. In a recourse loan, the lender has the right to seize assets beyond the collateral if the borrower defaults. Risk-free rate. The risk-free rate is the theoretical rate of return on an investment with no risk of financial loss. Structured product. A structured product is a complex financial instrument created by combining traditional securities. Time value of money, TVM. TVM is the concept that money today has a different value than the same amount of money in the future. Underlying security. The underlying security is the asset on which a derivative's value is based. Volatile market. A volatile market experiences significant price fluctuations over a short period, increasing investment risk. Wholesale funding. Wholesale funding involves obtaining funds from institutional investors or other financial institutions. Zombie bank. A zombie bank is a financial institution with just enough capital to continue operating, but not enough to thrive. Equity research. Equity research involves analyzing and providing recommendations on stocks for investors. Liquidity provider. A liquidity provider facilitates buying and selling by offering to trade financial instruments. Netting. Netting involves offsetting the value of multiple transactions to determine a net amount. Order flow. Order flow is the order placement activity in financial markets, indicating investor sentiment. Principal trading. Principal trading involves a financial institution trading for its own account rather than on behalf of clients. Quantitative model. A quantitative model uses mathematical and statistical methods to analyze financial markets. Retail lender. Retail lenders provide loans and financial services to individual consumers. Secondary market. The secondary market is where existing financial instruments are bought and sold between investors. Structured investment vehicle, SIV. SIVs are entities created to hold and manage a portfolio of financial assets. Technical analysis. Technical analysis involves evaluating securities based on historical price and trading volume patterns. Universal bank. A universal bank offers a wide range of financial services, including commercial and investment banking. Yield to maturity, YTMs. YTM represents the total return anticipated on a bond if it is held until it matures. Financial engineering. Financial engineering involves creating innovative financial products and strategies. Insider trading. Insider trading is the illegal practice of trading securities based on non-public information. Market maker. A market maker facilitates trading by providing liquidity and buying/selling securities. Quantitative easing, QE. QE is a monetary policy where a central bank buys financial assets to stimulate the economy. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. The SEC is a regulatory agency overseeing the securities industry and protecting investors. Derivative market. The derivative market involves trading financial instruments whose value is derived from an underlying asset. Credit facility. A credit facility is a loan agreement allowing a borrower to access funds up to a specified limit. Hurdle rate. The hurdle rate is the minimum rate of return required by an investor or organization for a project to be considered acceptable. Nominal interest. Nominal interest is the stated interest rate without adjusting for inflation or compounding. Operational efficiency. Operational efficiency refers to the ability of an organization to minimize costs and maximize productivity. Restricted stock. Restricted stock is company stock that comes with certain restrictions on its transferability. Savings and Loan Association, S&L. S&LS are financial institutions that traditionally specialized in savings deposits and mortgage loans. Trade credit. Trade credit is a form of financing where a buyer can purchase goods on credit from a seller. Value at risk, VAR. VAR is a statistical measure used to quantify the level of financial risk within a portfolio. Yield enhancement. Yield enhancement strategies aim to increase the income generated by an investment portfolio. Asset allocation. Asset allocation involves distributing investments among different asset classes to optimize risk and return. Bullet loan. A bullet loan requires the borrower to repay the entire principal amount in a single lump sum at maturity. Contingent convertible bond, COCOs. COCO bonds automatically convert into equity when specified conditions are met. Debt ceiling. The debt ceiling is a limit set by a government on how much it can borrow. Embedded option. An embedded option is a feature within a financial instrument that provides the right to take a specific action. Facility fee. A facility fee is a charge for the availability of a credit facility, regardless of whether it is used. Gross domestic product, GDP. GDP measures the total value of all goods and services produced in a country. Haircut. A haircut is a reduction in the stated value of an asset for the purpose of calculating collateral or capital requirements.